I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Earlier this year, a Brantford man died after he was shocked with a taser by police. Now, state prosecutors say officers were justified in their use of force. 41-year-old David Werblow was a resident of a group home for adults with mental health issues. He had a long history of mental illness and had been diagnosed with schizophrenia. According to a report from the state's attorney's office, Werblow called 911 on March 15th, requesting transportation to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. Brantford police responded, and the report says Werblow fled, walking into the center of traffic, trying to break into a police cruiser, and ultimately another unlocked car. Citing evidence from police reports, witnesses, and body camera footage, the state report says a Brantford officer warned Werblow to comply with police at least 40 times before deploying a taser. Werblow was shocked 7 times and later found to not have a pulse. CPR was administered and an ambulance dispatched. Werblow later died at Yale New Haven Hospital. It's the 16th death in Connecticut after a police tasing since 2005, according to the ACLU. In her report, Maureen Platt, the state's attorney for the Judicial District of Waterbury, said the officer properly used his taser to prevent a large and clearly delusional man from entering an unlocked parked car and endangering himself or others. The investigation also said police acted in accordance with local and state police standards regarding the use of a taser. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.